Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day. I'm happy you're here with me. This is the sixth episode of the Gentleman's Guide podcast. And today, this really applies to anything, but I'm really specifically talking to my married folk. What I've learned in my short time of being married, that's going on about 4.5 years now, is just because you have a family, just because you have priorities outside of, you know, your relationship with your family and your spouse, just because you have all these things that are very important, doesn't mean that what initially birthed all of these priorities becomes less important. What do I mean? I'm gonna tell you. What I basically mean is your relationship is the foundation of everything that's going on right now. And I'm speaking to those that are not in dysfunctional situations, that are happily married, that are loving the situation that they're in. These are the people I'm talking to. If you got issues with your spouse or anything else, you need to work those out. Then you can get to what I'm talking about. But the foundation of everything that's going on currently in your life is the relationship you form with your partner. How did this all come about? It's because of the love that you have for this person. It's because of the time spent learning this person, who they are, what they love, what they don't love, what they don't like, what they hate. So it's very important to still make time for this relationship. We're going to dive a little bit more into this. Now, the overall gist of this episode is talking about spending quality time one-on-one with you and your partner. But in order to get to that point, you need to learn your partner. You need to do your homework on your partner. You need to understand what's important to them, because then and only then will you be able to, make them happy in every aspect. And right now I'm talking about the quality time aspect of a relationship. So if you know what this person likes, okay, you can surprise her with something. If I know she likes Jimmy John's, I'm going to get it at number 5. No tomatoes. Add mayo and mustard. You feel me? But you got to understand, you got to learn your partner and what makes them happy. It could be something as simple as a sub from Jimmy John's, or it could be something that's grand. You may do it maybe once or twice a year, but the fact that you do it shows that you're thinking about them, that you love them, and that you don't take them for granted, which is most important, because nobody likes to feel taken advantage of. Nobody likes that feeling. Next thing is, when you get to the point of learning your partner, put it into action. So you learn your partner, you want to be more spontaneous. Okay, put it into action. It's one thing to think about it, but it's another thing to actually put it into action. And like I said, I'm speaking from experience, because it's something that I struggle with. I would think about certain things, but being that I never actually seen it done, I struggled with putting it into action. I really did. And I ain't ashamed to admit it, because, you know, I ain't perfect. Ain't nobody perfect. You know, we live and we learn. And we always strive to, you want to strive to be better than you were yesterday. And that's what I'm doing, right? But, like I said, it's a learning experience. And it's something that I've learned that I think every husband should learn. Is, you know, be spontaneous, making put a put forth a conscious effort. It's not just always about you. And this is something that needs to happen in order for your relationship to go to the next level. It really, that's just facts. Now, a lot of y'all probably listened to that first segment. It was like,
man, I don't know, man. I ain't never been that romantic, you know.
That's a cop out, bro. That's a cop out. I'm gonna tell you why, because there are reasons why we are the way we are. Right? Because so many times, you know, he'll say, oh, he just like his daddy. Oh, she just like a mama. So and so just like him, just like her. And what I don't understand is when it comes to all the touchy-feely emotional stuff, we just seem like we act like we blind to why we are the way we are. No, you are that way because you were taught to be that way. And it doesn't mean that your parents was like, no, be this way. No, that's how they were, therefore that's how you are. Their actions spoke louder than their words. We always do what we see. That's a fact. So if that's your excuse for not being spontaneous, not doing quote unquote romantic gestures for your spouse, okay, take a step back. Okay, say, why am I like this? Was my dad like this? Was my granddaddy like this? Who raised me? Who did I look up to? Who influenced me? And it's okay to just because you notice something is off doesn't mean you're a bad person. You're a bad person when you notice something is off and you don't do anything about it. That means you don't care, you know, about the situation that you're in. But if you really care about the situation you're in, you really care about that person, and you you know, realize that, okay, this is something that's hindering my situation, okay, make the change. It's that simple. It really is. We make things complicated because, like I've said in the past, we like to do what we like to do when we want to do it. We want to have things the way we want to have it. It's a lack of maturity. So get outside of yourself for a second. Take a step back. Reevaluate yourself. Say, why am I like this? And move from there. Now, the most common excuse that my wife and I use to not go out or make, you know, our one-on-one time a priority is, the kids, we need somebody to watch the kids. We tired. We both work full time. So are we tired? We just want to chill, Netflix and chill, which is easy. And sometimes Netflix and chill is nice. You know, it's nice to just chill on your couch, watch a movie, fall asleep, you know, on her lap. I fall and she falls asleep on my lap either way. And sometimes that's good, but sometimes you just got to get out the house. You got to see people. You got to see things. You got to laugh, you know, show affection. Those things are all a part of a healthy relationship, not just staying in, but going out in public, going out in the world and displaying, you know, what love looks like to the world. And some of y'all were like, man, Danny, I don't care about all that. And that's cool. That's cool. But at the same time, you can't just stay cooped up in the house all day. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
I know I'm right.